There isn't a door, you meathead. Therefore, the world must never know what we don't discuss behind closed doors. Is that plain enough?
You never hear about a kernel of beans.
Hush! Not another word. What were we discussing before you led us off in meaningless circles?
There was a long silence as Drover searched the thimble of his mind. Then his eyes popped open.
Oh yeah, I remember now. You stole little Alfred's sausage and didn't give me a bite, and now I feel terrible. I want some sausage.
I marched over to him and laid a paw on his shoulder. You really feel bad about this, don't you?
Awful. I wanted that sausage more than anything in the whole world.
Drover, this problem of yours is called sausage lust. It's a serious condition that strikes dogs and renders them worthless.
I'll be darned. That fits.
It does. But I think I can help you through this time of loss and sorrow. His eyes lit up.
Really? No fooling?
Yes, for you see, there is a cure for sausage lust, but you have to follow instructions and do exactly as I say. He was hopping up and down.
Oh, sure. I'll do anything to get my life back.
Good. Stop hopping around and listen. I'm going to prescribe a cure. He sat down and listened. Go directly to your room and sit on a sticker for 30 minutes.
A sticker?
Exactly. You see, Drover, the root of the heart of the core of your problem is that you have no self-control.
Yeah, but...
You seem to crave things you can't have.
Yeah, but sitting on a sticker will develop your powers of self-control.
After 30 minutes of sticker sitting, you will no longer be tormented by these feelings of sausage lust.
Yeah, because it'll hurt like crazy.
Pain, Drover, is the fire that purifies the mind. He blinked his eyes in wonder.
I'll be darned. But wait a second. You're the one who ate the sausage. All I did was wish for it. How come you don't have to sit on a sticker?
Drover, we all have problems and failings, but yours and mine aren't the same. Your problem is greed and selfishness. Mine was mere hunger. Now run along. Once you've spent an hour feeling bad, you'll feel much better.
I thought you said 30 minutes.
We've increased your medication. This is worse than I thought. Now run along. He walked away, shaking his head and mumbling to himself. As I watched him making his way down to the gas tanks, I must admit that I felt a glow of pride and satisfaction. I mean, there are some parts of this job that are just dull routine, but when you can actually reach out and touch the life of another dog, help him see that he's been living a wasted life, that he's been consumed with lowly impulses of greed and so forth, hey, it doesn't get much better than that. To celebrate this great turnaround in Drover's life experience, I skipped up to the machine shed and indulged myself in a few bites of co-op dog food. I mean, let's face it. Little piggy sausage is great stuff, but one of them doesn't go very far. Don't forget the wise old saying. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy ate roast beef. But Hanky only got to eat one.